they took my son. It was a SWAT team. They took him out of the pool. He was with his swimming clothes. He's like, he's trying to tell me, well, your son is a terrorist, you know? And the way he said it with so much hate, it's amazing. He went to a trip overseas to visit family members. After 2 years of him coming back, they charged him with conspiracy and material support. This is my son. This is the Yad Yagi. And this is Omar. They're both in jail. I was a complete surprise because we're a normal American family. Now he's pale, he's like really white. He's slim, doesn't look healthy like he does in this picture. I guess the minimum, I would say it's 15 years. And maximum is 60 years or life in jail, so I don't know. I mean, his lawyer doesn't really talk to me, he's not cooperative. It's amazing, somebody who actually kills, you know, somebody gets sentenced 15 years in jail, and then somebody who they think that there's like 1% chance that he might think of doing something wrong, okay? Because, and listen to this, because he's a Muslim, okay? He gets a minimum of 15 years in jail. And I used to think when somebody pleads guilty that they are in fact guilty. No. It's different. But my son, he's 100% innocent. The conviction rate is 95 to 98%. So we have a 2% chance, a 3% chance of my son, you know, being free. I just believe somehow, somewhere, something's gonna happen. Something power is gonna happen, and my son is gonna come home free. So that thought itself, you know, not knowing, it's the one that kills me every single day. And I don't know. It's just like when something devastating happens to you, just you can't function properly. My son is my soul, he's my life, he's my heart. And they just came and took him away from me, and it just shattered our lives. Holding you up high, watching the smile that was painted on your beautiful face beneath those big green eyes.